Hi, I'm AJ Jacobs, and this is Twice Removed, the show that proves we are, in fact, one big family. Our next episode comes out later this week. It's about comedian, actor, and star of Broad City, Abby Jacobson. But in the meantime, I wanted to play you a little bonus story that was left over from our last episode about Nazanin Rafsanjani. See, the tools we use to find and research stories on Twice Removed, they're often analytical. They come from the world of academia and science. We use DNA and genealogical records. But sometimes those tools are inadequate. There are cultures and people whose stories you cannot tell just by finding birth records or newspaper clippings, because oftentimes those things don't exist. One thing that does exist, however, is oral tradition. Oral tradition often comes in the form of poetry and music. People have used songs and poems to tell important stories from the very start. They're easy to remember and to pass along. One example of this is the American folk song. There are songs written about George Washington's funeral in the 1790s. Stories of the Underground Railroad and slave rebellions that have been passed down through music. Woody Guthrie wrote songs about big historical achievements like the building of the Columbia River Dam, one of the top five songs ever about hydroelectric engineering. So, with that in mind, here's a story and a little something extra from the family of Nazanin Rafsanjani. Looking back at our roadmap now, we get to a couple named Lydia and Barnabas Cook. They were married in the early 1800s. Barnabas was a War of 1812 veteran.
Whoa.
Now, when Lydia met Barnabas, she was a widow. She told him her first husband was lost at sea, literally. This was a time when people were not infrequently lost at sea. But a few years into the marriage, Barnabas notices Lydia sneaking off into the woods at night. One night, he follows her outside and comes to find out Lydia's first husband is very much alive.
Whoa.
That's right.
That's so cool.
For her, maybe. Not for Barnabas.
What a weirdo.
She was a weirdo.
Maybe she was doing it for money?
Yeah. And then, well, she's your relative. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Barnabas up and leaves, moves to West Virginia. Then 30 years later, another twist. He gets a letter in the mail. Turns out Lydia is now claiming Barnabas is dead. And she's trying to claim his War of 1812 pension.
Yeah.
Crazy. Now, this story, it's the stuff of old folk songs, right? There's an undead man, a sneaky lady. So we asked one of our favorite bands, Lowland Hum, to help us out and turn the ballad of Lydia and Barnabas into a song. This is their take on the story of your relatives.
Followed a lantern's glow to the heart. Was it a ghost? Or could this be the first blush of Lydia's youth, who had slept on the floor of a hungry sea? Run, good man, run as far as you can flee. At night by the blaze of a fire you will gaze till the heat forces you.
That's Lowland Hum with the song Aster and Sweet Fern, inspired by the story of Barnabas and Lydia Cook. You can download the song at our website, gimletmedia.com/twiceremoved. Lowland Hum has a new album out next month. It's called Thin. You can check it out on their website, lowlandhum.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at @twiceremoved. Find us on Facebook at @twiceremovedshow. And tell your friends and all your family to subscribe to Twice Removed on iTunes and everywhere else.